The path of any aspiring artist begins in private, maybe with a sketchbook or a canvas that no one else gets to see. They'll share it with the world when they're ready. This month in Bloomington, a dozen young artists are bringing their art into the world in a big way. GLT's Ryan Denham talks with the artists and their mentors behind a colorful new public art project.
Inside the Constitution Trail Tunnel under Washington Street in Bloomington, young artist Eden Warner was painting a giant letter B with lots of green trees. It was the start of the word Bloomington, day two of a mural painting project being done by Eden and 11 other young artists. Eden's used to painting on canvas and drawing, so what's it like to paint on a giant concrete wall?
It's a lot different, especially this wall. It's got a lot of texture, and there's quite a few holes in it. If you look, you can see all the different holes that we had to color in, and it's a lot different.
Eden is from Hudson. She's starting high school next month.
Yeah, I enjoy doing my art on my own time. I was kind of iffy about this because we had to sketch our own stuff before we got here, and I'm not used to showing just random people I don't know my art. So it was just a little iffy, but now I'm like, you know what, let's do this.
And now she has what a lot of artists dream about, her art on permanent display for the world to see every day.
I think it's going to be great. I honestly think that this is a great idea, and whoever came up with this is amazing. Yeah, I like being a part of this.
The mural is the first big project of the Illinois Art Station, a new program at Illinois State University that blends civic engagement and the visual arts. Israel Bashir is the director of the Illinois Art Station. She says her hope is that Eden and the other young artists walk away with a better understanding of what community really means.
But also we want them to walk away empowered, that they have a role in this, in the community, and that they have the privilege to put that creatively on a mural. So we want them to feel empowered, really. The number one thing that comes to mind, the word that can encapsulate their experiences, we want them to be empowered to have a voice.
Another young artist finding her voice on this day was Isha Galapudi from Bloomington.
I'm doing the letter M in the word Bloomington, so I'm doing like a bunch of buildings for like a city scene almost.
Isha usually likes to do oil paintings, acrylics, and pencil sketches, but today she was gripping a cup of brown paint working on her letter M.
Everybody will see like everybody's work, which is really cool. Yeah.
You get to sign it?
Yeah, we're going to put our handprints on it.
The mural project is a joint endeavor with the City of Bloomington's Citizens Beautification Committee, with the goal of empowering kids in McLean County through public art. Katie Barco is a second-year graduate student at ISU in art education. She's been working on the mural project for 2 years. And finally, paint went on the wall last week.
It was kind of like an aha moment. We talk about that a lot with art and in education, just students kind of turning their own light bulbs on. And yesterday was definitely one of those moments when they came up with their sketches. That was the first step. They transferred it using a grid system, and then all of a sudden, they were ready to put paint on the wall, and they looked at the paint and they went right after it. So it was really, you know, I've got chills right now talking about it because it was really inspiring to just see them have this experience.
Barco says they kicked around the idea of just hiring a professional artist to do the project.
I thought that involving children would be a little bit more influential than just hiring an artist and putting their artwork on the wall. And so the idea spurred from my background in art education. I would really like to see students more involved in community projects, more so than just being kids in school. And this is a good way to expose them to being involved in their community and that they are a big part of the community.
But those young artists are still getting guidance from the professionals, including teaching artist Jeremy Langston. Here's Isra from the Illinois Art Station again.
What you see is 100% the collaborative effort between the students and the artists. The artist basically gave the students their freedom to create what they wanted. He asked them to simply think of what community means to them and what are some of the symbols that come to mind with words that they chose. So, for instance, like diversity. When one student said, I think of diversity when I think of my community, he asked her, well, then what symbol comes to mind? And there was silence because that oftentimes we don't think of that connection, right? And so the idea is to use visual representations of our community.
And there's a lot of ways for artists to comment on their community. A bunch of paintings inside an art gallery, for example. But a mural is special.
Illinois Art Station is brand new. And this is our soft unveiling this summer. This is our first public art program.
And so murals are, in not just my opinion, but the opinion of all the staff that are part of our group, our organization, is when we think about incubating a space, when we think about revitalizing a city, you think of public art, you think of sculptures, you think of murals. And so this is where we felt that would be the best, more visually powerful piece of artwork we can put up to show the work of our students and the potential of working with us as an organization. And so murals have a great way to beautify a space. It's a memorable back piece, and it's a piece that everyone can experience indiscriminately, right? If you're walking through the tunnel, you get to experience the mural. So that was really the goal. You want something that's accessible to everyone and anyone.
The dozen young artists come from a variety of backgrounds and skill levels. That includes a couple of students from ISU's Autism Place. Carla Depke is a professor in ISU's Department of Psychology and director of the Autism Place.
I think having access to things that all children in the community are involved in is great for anyone. And they love the art and the interaction, and it's a great opportunity to have another chance to show their skills.
The big reveal of the youth mural project was held Saturday. You can see photos of the event at our website, wglt.org. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can also go and check out the mural for yourself. It's located at the Washington Street Bridge Tunnel near Atwood Wayside Herb Garden in Bloomington, right near Greentop Grocery.